Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio Network, and on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. And we've got all those great ma and pa and independent stations scattered in between, too. And it's quite a great mixture we have. We appreciate and love our listeners. Now, you can also hear us around the world by the Internet and the satellite by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, GCNLive.com, or AM 830, 860 The Answer, or AM 930 The Answer. And many of your stations have streams as well. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, the FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Trump's Truth Social, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and of course our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have over there, including the guests that we interview on the program, and we'll link to their websites and the articles that they write. So joining us right now, right off the bat, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. Now, we're going to bring Denise Simon into the mix here. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
I think you're getting more applause. Listen to that. She's getting more applause. Uh-oh.
She is getting more applause. That's just fine.
Uh-oh. All right. You guys go ahead and say the pledge and get us started.
All right. Here we go, Denise. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The flag of the United States
of America.
Of America.
And to
the Republic
for
which it stands,
one nation
under God. Indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, folks, don't forget we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, good morning once again. FoundersCode.com, of course, is the website. And I know I've got a couple of questions about China I want to ask you about, but what's on your mind this morning? All right, maybe, I don't know if we've lost
She just went dead. So she left.
Uh-oh. Well, sometimes that happens. So I'm sure that she'll call right back. But
yeah
I'm going to ask, I wanted to ask Denise a couple of questions about Anthony Blinken and his trip over there to meet with President Xi, and also her take on Joe Biden's somehow coming out and saying that the balloon that flew over our country was kind of more of an embarrassment for China than it would have been anything else. And these are just fantastical statements. I can't believe, Captain, we're hearing from the President of the United States.
The question was, how long had they been doing this that we hadn't noticed it?
Right. Exactly.
Because we understand that this had been going. This wasn't their first balloon ride. How's that?
No, that's exactly right. And of course, you know, whether it goes back to the Trump administration or not, I think the Trump administration representative, certainly President Trump, I think, said that there was nothing ever reported along those lines. But either way, it's still clandestine. That's the whole point of this. If you've got the Chinese government sending a balloon that has these enormous, electronic gathering equipment attached to it, flying very high in the sky such that it's almost undetectable, and soaking up all that electronic data, that's a very, very big problem. And because, Captain, it can be construed quite easily as a prelude to some other kind of action
okay.
that China may want to take.
We got Denise back, so here we go. Okay, Denise, you there?
Yeah, was I talking to myself?
Yep. Okay, here we go. Yeah, you went dead. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, once again, good morning again, Denise. Sorry about the technical issue there, but as I was saying, I know I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you about China here in a moment, but is there anything that's on your mind this morning that you want to discuss?
Well, as I said in my answer earlier, it really is some of the tactics of the left and how they're getting away with so many of these things that are happening. And, you know, my first thought when my feet hit the floor this morning is, nobody is above the law. Well, we're finding out that there are thousands of people that are above the law. I don't know how we can get back any kind of law and order.
That's a very, very good question. You know, even Bill Barr had said that he thinks that the government needs to be looking at Biden and all that just as much. Otherwise, people think that there is a double standard.
Well, I'm actually reading his book right. I'm reading his book here right at the moment too, and it's kind of fascinating. I mean, you can love or hate Bill Barr, but it's really kind of fascinating to have him explain things that were going on at the Department of Justice when he came in and when he left, and having to deal with issues like the chapter I just finished was declaring the drug cartels a terrorist organization.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after about a 3-minute break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now back to Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain, and welcome back once again, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. That is the website, of course, if you want to check out all the great things that Denise has over there. And, Denise, we had Anthony Blinken over in China, and now the message is, and I quote, cooperation or conflict. And you've got Anthony Blinken saying, we don't support Taiwan independence. What do you think about all that?
You know, there's going to be zero deliverables that are coming out of this travel that Blinken has had to China. Zero. This was an opportunity. This was a highly anticipated, delayed, and the rescheduled, blah, 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 encounter that Blinken had. So, I mean, he could have gone over there and talked about hacking. He could have gone over there and talked about COVID and Wuhan lab. He could have gone over there and talked about the spy balloon. He could have gone over there and talked about the espionage base that they're going to put in Cuba. I mean, there were so many things. And now this is all only a situation where China put the United States back into the corner again to say, go sit over there and behave yourself with a pat on the head. And, I mean, the end result is we're going to talk about talking more. You know?
What do you think about also Blinken saying that the whole balloon incident is now closed, and Joe Biden saying, well, it was more of like an embarrassment. They didn't know where it was going or where it was. I mean,
that's
none of this makes any sense.
Well, if that's the case, if this was an embarrassment, wouldn't the United States love to release everything that was on that balloon after it went to Langley to be examined? If this was no big deal And if it was an embarrassment, then where's the report from the FBI to say what that balloon was doing?
Right. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? You know, earlier you were talking about William Barr and how things were going on at the Justice Department when he came in and when he went out. Was there anything else that was kind of standing out to you with all that?
Well, I mean, I haven't finished the book, but it's pretty interesting. I keep hearing all of these reporters ask these candidates, presidential candidates, except for Biden, because you can't ask him anything, you know, what's the first thing that you would fix? And, you know, what disturbs you the most? And they all come out, the first thing is inflation. Okay. But nobody says law and order. And I think so many things roll up under law and order. And I can see Bill Barr's frustration in what he's written in this book so far. Again, I haven't finished it. That trying to deal with law and order not only inside the United States but outside the United States where it impacts the United States, like Mexico. But beyond that, it's like law and order within government agencies. We don't have any inside government either. And I think so many things can be, immigration can be rolled up under law and order. What's going on in the education system and the public schools was, you know, what is being taught and how the syllabus has changed. It's kind of counter to, it's pornography. And so you got the FBI that is over here dealing with sextortion and pornography and all these other kinds of things, but yet it's okay to put that kind of stuff with the LGBTQ plus curriculum into the lesson plans, into the books and libraries. I mean, there's just I lived in the wrong generation, I think. I think I need to be back in the time of Annie Oakley or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I hear you. Absolutely. Well, now, of course, you know, one of these things that's going on, too, is that we've got a judge that has now said Donald Trump can't talk about or release any of the evidence that he finds out about in this whole document indictment. That seems to be almost a gag order, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's sequestered, essentially. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm.
But and that goes exactly to his sort of campaign and his a lot of what he's trying to get out there about the weaponization, those kind of things. So it effectively almost shuts it down.
Well, he can talk around it. I think when it comes to facts of the case, I guess that's why he is being gagged, the gag order. But he can talk around it. But, you know, we hear these things, what about isms? You know, what about Bill Clinton and the tapes in his sock drawer? And what about Hillary? And, you know, what about, people are above the law. I mean, that's just where we are. And it kind of goes back to law and order. We don't have it. You know, I was thinking the other day, when did three strikes and you're out go away? Remember that one? I mean, mm-hmm. That happened under the Clinton administration, and I think it lasted until, into the early 90s, didn't it? I don't know when it went away, but, can you imagine how jam-packed our prison system would be if we were in a three strikes you're out situation right now? I mean, look at San Francisco. Just use that as a case study. It's gotten to the point where large, large corporations, hotels, AT&T, retailers, they've just bailed because there's no law and order. But what's interesting is that I think you've got two hotels that, had loans on their property, which, every hotel does. And they just told the bank, forget about it. Take, you know, we're going to default on the loan. Take it back. Well, I understand the premise, but it hurts the banks, and we've already had a couple of bank failures out there, right? So, yeah, one thing's going to lead to terrible.
Right.
Yep. And well, by the way, I read yesterday. Anybody remember Sam Bankman-Fried? You know, the cryptocurrency guy.
Yeah.
Why is it that the Department of Justice has already dropped 4 of the charges on him?
Money.
You Money. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, why are we dropping anything?
That's a very, very good question, because it seems like if anybody's got to have the book thrown at him, it's probably that guy. But I appreciate what you're talking about with this idea of law and order, Denise, because you have people living in many of these, are, of course, big blue cities. But if you lived in San Francisco, or if you lived in a place where suddenly nobody was getting prosecuted, and then they started passing laws saying that you can't go after shoplifters, you know, you'd start to think, wait a minute, whose side is the local government on here in this case? I mean, I want to walk down the street and feel safe.
Well, yes. And the poor residents, I don't think people understand what it does to people that have to live there. They're always on guard. They change their living habits, their lifestyles. Their property values are collapsing. The banks are in trouble. Commercial real estate holders are in trouble because now you got occupancy rates that are going up like crazy. I mean, it has such wide consequences. And, you know, where's Governor Newsom? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Where's Barbara Boxer? Anybody remember her? You know, this is the Dianne Feinstein. Well, forget about it. We know where she is. But, you know, I haven't heard Nancy Pelosi say one thing about California or San Francisco. Not one thing. It's like they condone it. Yeah. And we all have to change our lifestyles out here. No. Well, we all have to change our lifestyles because the crime manifests itself. It's like a cancer, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
All right. To be continued, we'll talk to you tonight, and have yourself a great day, and we'll try to make contact with you later.
Sir, thank you.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Kyle, hang on. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Supreme Court may rule this week on two cases involving whether race can be considered in university admissions. Ira Spitzer says affirmative action has been used since the 1960s to try and diversify college campuses.
In two separate cases, the group Students for Fair Admissions has targeted Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. Both cases feature Asian American plaintiffs who say they were denied admission as a result of affirmative action policies. Affirmative action has previously survived several Supreme Court challenges.
Nearly 3 in 4 black executives say they've seen a positive change in hiring, keeping, and promoting black employees since 2020. Respondents surveyed were C-suite senior leaders, mostly from organizations of 10,000 employees or larger. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is, and that would be brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I've got something brand new here that I subscribe to now. I've always wanted to find out what the Space Force was up to. How about you?
Well, certainly. Yeah, it's real important these days, especially with what we've seen China with the space plane recently, all that.
Well, they have a monthly newsletter that comes out called the Military Space Report. And the first story that they talk about is the debris from the anti-satellite tests between Russia and China trying to shoot down satellites and different things practicing. and has created a bad neighborhood in the low Earth orbit for space junk. Now, I didn't know about this. I knew about space junk, but I didn't know about this particular problem. And the predictions are that two space objects are likely to collide sometime in the not-too-distant future. As we try to shoot a rocket off into space, we've got another launch on Thursday, a multi-launch, the United launch, which has got two or three different country satellites on it going up on Thursday. That would be a hell of a way to lose a rocket because you hit some space debris.
Well, you're right about that, Captain, and certainly even when the shuttles were flying, I mean, they had to be very careful. I know that NORAD helps track a lot of that stuff, and they have to know exactly where it is. All that stuff is going, what, about 18,000 or 19,000 miles an hour?
Exactly.
So if you're a bolt, yeah, or if you're a piece of debris, like a little piece of debris, and it runs into your spacecraft, that's a huge problem, especially even for the space station itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this is an ongoing issue.
Now, NORTHCOM's head, General Glenn Van Herk, has set the record straight on missile defense boundaries with SpaceCom. Now, the general called a totally deceiving and incorrect SpaceCom statement that there was widespread confusion about who is charged with the missile defense mission. It's not just the U.S. Air Force, it's the United States Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
Yeah, very interesting indeed.
They're running, and they're going to be running platforms. Their goal is to have platforms up there with people on it to monitor what goes on, and they'll have the ability to be able to do things from up there that we can do down here, but they'll be up there looking down, and they can be a lot more accurate than we can.
Well, certainly. I mean, just overall, you know, we think about space, or you hear the term Space Force, and there was some, I don't want to call it ridicule, but there was some sort of silly factor back when the Space Force was formed and so forth. There was even a short-lived Netflix series about it, which was a comedy, basically. But overall, Captain, especially low Earth orbit, where our satellites are and other platforms could be placed, that's going to be the next, that's going to be a huge battlefield in a coming war. Hopefully that never happens, but still, you do have these big players like China wanting to have supremacy there.
And again, there's another facet to this, and it's the hypersonic missiles, which everybody's afraid of because they're pretty much pointed straight down from up above, and they come down on their targets, right?
As far as we know, that's right, yes.
Well, imagine these space platforms with people on board them with the ability to be able to blow a hypersonic missile out of the air from above the missile and destroy it before it ever got to Earth.
Yeah, this is all being driven, of course, because as the technology increases...
Sounds like Star Wars.
...weaponry change... Well, that's exactly what it sounds like. And back during the Reagan administration, we had the Strategic Defense Initiative, which was then colloquially called Star Wars. Basically, you know, the idea was that you had to hit a bullet with another bullet. You had to do all kinds of things and try to develop things. And actually, Captain, that was one, I'll just say this briefly, that was one of the things that Gorbachev said was contributed to the fall of the Soviet Union. And he knew that Reagan wasn't going to back off on Star Wars, and he knew that after his meeting at Reykjavik.
A lot of that was developed at General Electric Military in Syracuse, New York, Liverpool, New York, and Schenectady, New York. A lot of it.
Yeah, and you have to run with the times. You have to run with what your foe's capability could be. Reagan had the vision of trying to have that shield, basically. That was the idea behind it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it also was enough to make sure that the Soviet Union took it all very seriously.
Now, the Space Force has set contradictory requirements for the number of M-code-capable GPS satellites. I'll explain in a second. This is coming from the Government Accountability Office. Now, the Space Coast is reconsidering the future military use of GPS constellations and receivers. GPS is extremely important in the world we live in.
Well, it's very, very important. Beyond getting directions, let's say, on your trip in your car, or you're going on a vacation or something, but it has everything to do with coordinating, especially any kind of military endeavor would be coordinated by that.
You can locate an entire army on the ground that's trying to hide from being seen.
Well, of course. And also direct your weaponry, you know, and the idea of taking that out as part of a first maneuver would be devastating.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Army and the Army Secretary had to go to the defense of the Army the other day because the services have come under near constant attacks on Capitol Hill with Republican lawmakers claiming the military is getting soft due to its embrace of minorities, women, and LGBTQ plus troops. There's some truth to that, I suppose. I would like to think that the Army is not totally out to lunch with this stuff because, you know, when we were in the military back years ago, there were guys that were gay, girls that were gay, I'm sure, but nobody knew who they were because guess what? They didn't go around advertising it.
Well, I think one of the concerns is these days is trying to change out military protocol and the traditions of the military. I remember a captain many years ago, Colin Powell, said something that always stuck with me. He said he didn't see a color problem in the military because he thought, generally speaking, that the only color in the military was green, which I thought was very, very telling. And, of course, now they're introducing CRT as a matter of course. They're adopting a lot of these different things that may go counter to developing a unique and effective fighting force. So it's not an area for social experimentation. And I think that's what I think you have people very concerned about.
Now, after the death of George Floyd, and we had all these body cameras that showed us what was going on and whatnot, several police agencies around the country are now making it mandatory that their police wear the body cameras. The Virginia police, state and local and sheriff, are now getting body and dashboard cameras for all of their vehicles, all of their persons, so that they'll have the body cameras. And that's going to change the game a little bit in some of the inner cities where they've had so much trouble. In the meantime, we got to go. We got a break. And coming up after this break will be none other than Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, buddy, can't wait. And if Chris Markowski were down here, we're bringing him over there with us, even if we had to go pick him up and drag him there. Now, Moss Acura brings you this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog, on Wall Street. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Check out their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the Captain you sent you, because they have the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, both on the job and retired, that's police, fire, and EMS, as well as church pastors, too, get a discount on your vehicle, new or pre-owned, at MossAcura.com. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss dealership for Nissan, side-by-side, right there on North Florida Avenue, MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, first, Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
We're going to bring the Watchdog on Wall Street in. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How are you?
Doing good. Listen, I got a question. We know that the Obama administration and the Democrats want to wean us off oil and make everything electric as fast as they can, and I just don't see that happening the way they think, because we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the power plants to be able to do this. We're going to knock all of our power off and have rolling blackouts and every other damn thing. But yesterday, an Obama-appointed judge ordered the oil pipeline through Wisconsin to close within 3 years. That's the one that brings Canadian oil down to the tune of about 540,000 barrels a day.
I think this has to do with tribal lands, if I'm not mistaken. I think that might have to have something to do with it. Who knows? They may have to pay off the reservation if they want to keep it there in some way, shape, matter, or form. I'm not sure exactly all the nuances in regards to that. But, yeah, they did order that it has to be moved. What was interesting was that even Gavin Newsom talked about the need for energy.
Mm-hmm.
Even Gavin Newsom, California, left as left can be, wants to do all this electric dreams. He can't get any of his green infrastructure projects put in because they're getting blocked by all these environmental groups.
Yep.
And it's funny. It's like they're chasing their tail with this stuff. They can't get anything done because of lawsuits and nope, can't have that here. Got to protect against. I mean. Again, if you want to have all of these, this EV dreams and all of these electric cars, we're definitely going to need the electricity to do that. We don't have it now. We don't have the transmission lines and the availability to do this yet. So they're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Chris. I hope everything's going well with you. And, we're seeing again that the Fed is saying it might have to continue to raise rates. And we know that they paused, but when is this going to end? I mean, is this just the wrong kind of mixed signals? I mean, is everybody supposed to get comfortable now and then suddenly, wait, watch out, we're going to raise them again?
That's what everybody was kind of they're trying to scratch in your head. The last Fed meeting, we're like very hawkish sentiment, but they didn't raise rates. So many of us, quite frankly, think that they're just jawboning to some degree. They're going to come back in July and raise rates again. They might. I don't know, but trying to pay attention to what the Fed is going to do and try to judge what the Fed is going to do when there's no logic or reason to the things that they're going to do. It's an exercise in futility, and you're wasting your time trying to trade these things. Good luck with that. We've talked about this before. And you take the Fed out of the equation, and you have to own high-quality companies. Fed and hype cycles, and when they decide they want to blow the entire thing up, this happens with regularity. It's a part of investing, and it's something that everybody needs to deal with.
Very interesting. Yes, exactly. One of the other things, too, if you don't mind, one of the other things, too, we're hearing again continually about these different companies that have gone woke. I think it's been said now. I think it was Mark Cuban who was talking about this. But basically, these companies are going to correct. Somehow they're going to correct themselves. Is that something that could really be done, or has the damage been done already for Bud Light and Disney and others?
It's going to take time. I mean, again, Disney, again, this weekend, another big loss. Bob Iger, back running that company over there. And this is their lowest opening ever they had for a Pixar movie. Disney Pixar film was this past weekend. Another one where they've got, non-binary, characters that use odd pronouns in it. And most parents are like, I'm not taking my kids to see this nonsense. And the entire concept behind the movie was just kind of stupid, if you ask me. But they're not doing well. I mean, again, you're going to pay for it. Your shareholders are going to pay for it. You're another big loser for Disney.
Indeed. Yeah, I think they're already rolling heads of people over there who actually hope create some pretty big hits, but they're just missing the mark lately, and maybe they're going to try to do something else.
Well, you just see the quality of what they're putting out. Their woke nonsense that they continue to roll out continues to fail miserably. And even some of the stuff that they use with the Marvel properties and whatnot, a lot of I guess it's just, you know, it's repetitive. There's nothing really new to it. I mean, they've got, you know, maybe the Guardians of the Galaxy movie did well, but a lot of the stuff just hasn't done as well as it used to. It's going to take some time. I mean, for all of these companies to rebuild your reputation, very, very difficult to come back from. I mean, it's possible, but it's, like I said, you gotta count on the short memories of people, but sometimes with some of these things, people tend to have longer memories, and it's going to take a little bit longer.
Indeed, I think you're right. And what do you think, too, just to switch over to politics here for a minute, President Trump said in an interview on Fox News with Bret Baier that the reason he didn't give the boxes back, essentially, when asked, was because he hadn't gone through them yet and extracted all of his personal items. What do you think about that kind of explanation?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, come on, that's kind of silly. I mean, so you know, spend an afternoon going through the boxes. I mean, I just, you know, if they ask you to do it, like I said, you know, all right, get it done. You know, you skip around the golf and go back there and, you know, take out all your personal effects and return them. I mean, it's not that difficult of a thing to do. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does seem kind of weak. And now we've got a judge that said to Donald Trump that he can't discuss any of the evidence in this indictment issue. That's going to be pretty powerful because he'll want to go out and campaign on this.
Again, that was a win for the Department of Justice, and we're going to see whether this thing is going to move on from. I think he's going to probably find it pretty difficult not to talk about this, and you know, you might see some contempt, the orders being issued in regards to this. But again, he'll jump all over that as well as being like, you know, targeted. You know, find a way to, like judo, to use that the shots against him for him. So we'll see.
Well, I think you're right. And of course, now we've got Donald Trump. He's dealing with all these issues, as we can see. But now we've got Joe Biden, and he's finishing off a speech by saying, "God save the Queen." What do you think voters are going to? What's the takeaway for that for voters?
Hey, let's take a look at the polls. The polls showing that, you know, the majority of Americans, that they want two new candidates. I mean, that's, you know, what they're saying, that they'd rather have two new people running for office, and Joe Biden is no exception. I think there's certain people within the party that, you know, they can control Joe Biden. I mean, does anybody really think that he's running the show? I don't. I haven't for some time. I think that he's got people behind the scenes. His handlers are doing that. Yeah. He's Freudian slips all the time. He's like, "Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for going off prompter." Well, you're the president. Who's getting ahead of you that's going to put you in trouble? So basically, what you know, I look at this is that somebody else is telling them what to do, and that's how it is.
All right, here comes the music. Here comes the music, guys. We're going to have to continue this tomorrow. And Chris, have yourself a great day, and I hope you enjoy the weather.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you very much. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle and I will be right back after the top of the hour. We're going to have a new feature at the bottom of the hour. All about baseball. Yep. Got a great little theme song, too, for it. Wait till you hear that. In the meantime, coming up, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is going to talk about Ukraine and a lot of other things. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.